The next matter on the agenda is draft advisory opinion 2018-7, MACE. I see we have Mr. Backer with us. Would you like to join? Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
We have an opening presentation this morning by Ms. Jory. Morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair Hunter. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you are agenda documents 18-28-A and 18-28-B, draft advisory opinions responding to a request from South Carolina State Representative Nancy Mace. The requester asks several questions about the application of the Act and Commission regulations to the requester's proposal to establish, maintain, and control a non-connected federal independent expenditure-only political committee to make public communications promoting, supporting, attacking, or opposing clearly identified federal candidates. Both drafts conclude that the proposed committee would be acting as Representative Mace's agent in making the public communications described in the request. The drafts further conclude that because Representative Mace is a state office holder and candidate, she and her agents, including the proposed committee, may not use non-federal funds to pay for public communications promoting, supporting, attacking, or opposing clearly identified federal candidates. We did not receive any comments on the request or on either draft. Thank you, and I would be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much. Mr. Backer, there are two drafts. The second one was put out late yesterday, but it comes to the same conclusions, just a little bit streamlined. Were you able to review both of them?
Yes, I was.
Oh, that's loud.
Does anybody have any questions? Comments? Mr. Backer, do you have any questions?
Well, I would just like to point out that a quick Google search last night found that, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, there are 511,000 state and local elected officials in this country. If we assume that's town council members, school board members, county commissioners, drain commissioners, all manner of officers, including state legislators like Representative Mace. If we assume that between primaries and general elections, every one of them has one electoral opponent on average across a year, that's over 1 million American citizens who are going to be denied their opportunity to fully participate in the political process because of this. They're not going to be able to engage in otherwise lawful activity that hundreds of millions of other Americans can. And I think that's highly problematic. And I think it rests on a misunderstanding of McConnell as the controlling opinion here, where I think speech now is actually the more apt controlling opinion in this particular case, because McConnell did not address the matter from the perspective of, they didn't have super PACs when McConnell was decided, and so they weren't looking at this kind of creature. It didn't exist. They were talking about something entirely different, and they were using a standard of corruption that was expressly overruled in both Citizens United and McCutcheon to reach that conclusion. And so we would urge that the commission reconsider the drafts.
Thank you. Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I take your argument, and I understand it. As a commissioner, I feel that in the Speech Now case, while there are language and that could be used as a precedent to obviously attack this provision, its constitutionality in court, through the advisory opinion process, I feel that as a commissioner, we don't necessarily have a latitude to declare a provision unconstitutional that wasn't addressed in the Speech Now case. You know, regardless of what my personal sympathies might be, I think as in my official role, the analysis I believe that's in these drafts is a straightforward take on what the legal requirements are. I think that under our current statutory framework that it reaches the right conclusion, but perhaps through the courts, they will find that your argument is persuasive, and there are precedents that could be marshaled in their favor. But like I said, I think under a straightforward reading of the law that hasn't yet been challenged, is this provision, 3125F1, I feel that I'm bound to apply that in this particular case.
Thank you, and I agree with everything Commissioner Peterson said. I have the exact same opinion. Anybody else? Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Conduct is not lawful when Congress makes it unlawful. So I think the drafts are both legally sound. I could support either one. I'm not sure where the will of the commission is on this. I think they come to the same conclusion.
Commissioner Welter?
Your interest in how speech now might have affected or maybe sub salientio overruled that aspect of McConnell. Do you want to address this further in a further brief to us?
Well, I wouldn't say that sub salientio overruled McConnell. I don't think McConnell reaches this particular, the facts and the laws applied here. I would say that, again, because super PACs didn't exist at the time, and the standard of corruption that they're expressly using in McConnell was the same one that was overruled in Citizens United, and then and the new model of corruption of actual and apparent quid pro quo corruption was affirmed in McCutcheon. So I think McConnell doesn't really control here, and that speech now does. And that speech now holds that contributions to super PACs as a matter of law cannot corrupt federal office holders and therefore may not be limited. There's nothing in speech now or its reasoning to suggest that contributions to super PACs may be more corrupting if the super PACs are related to state and local office holders.
I just thought if you wanted to brief it further, we can consider that, I suppose.
I don't know that that would necessarily be beneficial or helpful given the what seems to be the consensus of the commission.
Madam Vice Chair?
I believe Mr. Backer wants to brief it before a different forum.
Any other comments? I think, Madam Vice Chair, your question was which one. I think the second one, which I think is draft B, 18-28-B is the one that we prefer.
Well, as I said, I'm happy to, I think both of the drafts are fine. So if you would prefer, I'm happy to move draft B and see if it gets four votes.
Great.
With respect to the advisory opinion request 2018-07 MACE, I move approval of draft B as set forth in agenda document number 18-28B.
Thank you.
Was this the draft that was just handed out this morning? Or are you talking about it? I saw the...
It was circulated last night or yesterday.
Well, it was circulated yesterday, and then it was made public a little bit later yesterday.
I'd like to have some time to look at it.
Okay. Steve, are you prepared to vote for the other draft?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Backer, do you have a preference? Would you prefer to wait for draft B or go ahead and get your answer on draft A?
I think they reached the same conclusion regardless, and so I would hate to further stall the work of the commission.
Madam Vice Chair.
Madam Chair, I withdraw my motion. I'm going to try a different one. Although, as I said, I think they really are basically very similar. One is a little shorter. So, having withdrawn my previous motion, with respect to the advisory opinion request from State Representative Mace, advisory opinion request 2018-07, I move approval of draft A, as set forth in agenda document number 18-28A.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you for coming, Mr. Backer.
Thank you. Thank you.